this week on the Time Bat Show.
So, Bill, what do you think is going to happen tonight? You know,
well,
Giuseppe's really good.
Well, Giuseppe needs to control his space really well, because as you know, there isn't a lot of room to move in the vertical space. But he tends to use lunges and strategic pushes to knock his opponent off guard.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, because we are in a 747 today, and you know, those do have a little more aisle space than a regular airplane. Blah, 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 blah.
Me, 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 me. You ready?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Is it episode 33? I was just kind of pulling that out.
I think it is.
We've lost count.
Do you know what that means? Oh, today's such an exciting day for me.
We didn't even think about that.
It's not yet. It's not yet, though. We need to wait till around the 30-minute mark, and then I'll announce it.
We need to wait till
33.
Well, no, because our episodes usually go an hour and 15. Okay, so it's going to be
38.
Yeah, 38 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll like do a dance or something.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll try to remember.
Please do. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Anything exciting going on with you?
Well, we're doing the episode a day early this week. I don't know if we'll have it published earlier, but we're doing it a day earlier because I have to work late tomorrow. But other than that, it's been a pretty normal week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting going on with you right now?
I've been watching a new TV show.
Yeah, tell us about it. American Gods, right?
Yeah, so American Gods is on Stars right now. They're doing, I think it's an 8-episode season, and it's based off of the book by Neil Gaiman,
which you really like.
Oh, it's pretty good.
No, you like the book.
Yeah, I like the book, but the book is pretty good, and so is the show. But the show is by the same director as the guy who did Hannibal, and
the show Hannibal.
Yeah, the show Hannibal that had Mads Mikkelsen. Mads Mikkelsen, and yeah, I've been enjoying the show a little bit.
You sound hesitant.
It's pretty good, but I have one complaint about it, and that's that. So, if you're watching it for the first time and you are not familiar with all the spoilers and source material, I don't know how you would know what's going on at all because they don't really explain it. You know, in most TV shows, the first episode you kind of find out where everything is going,
like the exposition dump episode.
Like Breaking Bad, for example. You're like, okay, this guy has cancer. He needs to cook meth and pay for his bills.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And that you know what you're in for.
Yeah.
Or like Star Trek, you're like, okay, these guys need to explore space.
Sure. You don't know that. You don't
American Gods, you don't know what's happening.
Throw you in to the wolves.
Yeah. It's like chaos.
I mean, that's kind of cool, though, right? Like, they probably didn't want to, like, burden it with exposition. Because, like, if you have to explain all this stuff, people would be like, oh, this should be.
It would take a really long time, yeah, too.
But at the same time, like, it's really hard to get engaged when you have no idea what's happening.
I mean, there's a lot of really insane, cool, psychedelic stuff happening all the time, but you don't really know why it's happening.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know.
So, yeah, pretty good if you're into that sort of thing, but I could see how someone who maybe hasn't read the book, it would be like, okay, this is kind of annoying to watch.
This is weird.
And there's two of the weirdest scenes I've ever seen in a TV show.
Yeah, what do you got?
Ever.
What's that?
So a man is eaten by something, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Something that...
Like in the show?
Yeah, that doesn't usually eat people.
Okay, that's weird.
In stories.
Okay.
And there's explicit nudity in the show. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, because it's on Stars.
Yeah.
Woo. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on Friday.
How was that?
It was good. You know how critical I am of all movies, though, right?
Yeah. Was it Was it? I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is just kind of a fun Marvel movie. Was it?
Yeah, it was definitely that. Yes, it was definitely that. It was funny.
That's Chris Pratt, right?
It was fun. Yeah, Chris Pratt, the main Guardian of the Galaxy. Yeah, he was funny. Honestly, I think the supporting characters were funnier than him in this movie. I think him in this movie, they did more like character building for him, like, you know, like, oh, you know, background, your past and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, which made for an interesting arc, but it made, for me anyway, it made like the middle of the movie like really drag. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like, we get it, you know. You're setting up all this stuff. But Kurt Russell's in it too. So
he's not the big blue guy, right?
No. The big blue guy is I don't remember who plays the blue
guy. He was really funny in the first one.
The guy that was in Merle and the Walking Dead. So he's the star of the movie. Like, he's the highlight of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So if you like that character in the first movie, I would definitely recommend seeing Guardians of the Galaxy
2. Yeah, I loved that character.
Because he was the best thing about the sequel. For real, he was the best thing. So just go see it for that, because he was the standout of that. I felt like the middle of the movie with, like, Star-Lord, who Chris Pratt's character is, they did a lot of exposition with him, like, explaining his past and stuff. And, like, I get they're trying to, like, set him up as a character for the future movies, but...
Yeah.
It kind of brought the movie kind of down for me. Like, it kind of got a little boring in the movie. And then they do the whole Marvel thing where it's like, oh, we're trying to do this character building, like... We're trying to introduce drama, you know, to the relationships and stuff. So you kind of have you're more engaged in the characters, and that's all well and good. But at the halfway point, it's a Marvel movie, so something has to explode. You know what I mean? So like it felt like they just like had one of the characters that they had introduced for this movie. They're just like, all right, time to become a villain. You know what I mean? for no reason because they need a villain. Yeah. So it just felt like they were setting that up. Quickly, but almost slowly too, because like they spent time like justifying why that was happening, and during that part of the movie you're just like, okay, you know, let's get to the good bits of the movie again. So I thought it was good. I think it tried a lot harder to be funny than the first one. Like, the first one was just funny like off the cuff, and two tried to like load a lot more jokes, I felt like, into the movie, and some of them are really good, but a lot of them are like kind of, you know, hit or miss, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
your mileage may vary, obviously, with that, but it had the same kind of like spirit as the first movie. Like, it's, you know, still creepy, has a good soundtrack and action. I just didn't think it was good.
Yeah, I'll probably see it. That sounds good.
It's worth seeing. It's Yondu. That's the blue guy's name, Yondu. But
Yondu.
It's worth seeing for him, because he's funny, and his character arc is good, and he's the best part of it. I'd give it 3 out of 5 stars. That's my rating. Or wait, I would give it one thumb. Wait, I only have one thumb.
Cut off half the other thumb.
I would give it one thumb slightly up. Can I do that?
I can do that.
Can we have the Time Bat Show rating system?
My anatomy allows me to halfway do one thumb.
Can you do that? Why?
Oh, because you have the bend. You have two joints.
Right? I do? Yeah.
No. I do.
I know. I know. I have two. I have one. What happened? I never knew this before. My thumb only has one joint. No. I always wonder about the Roger Ebert system. Like, if they don't like a movie, they have to thumb it down. And if they kind of like it, they have to thumb it up. Like, what? There's no real middle ground there, right? It's like yes or no. Weird. You know what I mean?
I'm not really sure what they would do.
They would say nothing. They're like, no thumbs.
They wouldn't review that movie.
They reviewed every movie. They would say something. I don't know. I would be like halfway thumb. Like, you know, you put it out to the side kind of thing.
Yeah, like the Roman Emperor.
Yeah, exactly. We were thinking of the exact same thing. Yeah, like the Roman Emperor thing. Like in Gladiator. You
know, I don't know if Romans actually did
that. I don't think they did, but we're thinking about the same thing, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the man in Gladiator.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Commodus. Yeah, Gladiator. Now that's a movie right there. I love Gladiator.
That's a great movie.
That's like one of my favorite movies. It's good. Anyway, so yesterday something terrible happened to our website. Do you want to tell our listeners what happened, or do we want to just keep that to like the dark depths of of our own device.
I mean, I don't think it was our fault. I think at worst, maybe like laziness was our fault, but no one told us this was going
to
happen.
We are pretty lazy when it comes to this podcast. We're just like, let's put it up on the internet. All right, we're done.
I don't understand how it works. Just let the website take care of itself.
Let the internet handle it.
I had a couple of funny moments with trying to fix this, though. So right when I noticed that the website was down, I called our service provider, and they redirected me to a third-party web security company because they just didn't want to deal with me, I guess.
They're like, screw that, yeah.
Yeah, they redirected me to this third-party like web security company. I think it was called Weblock or something. And I'm talking to the lady at Weblock, and I'm telling her what's happening with our website. And she's asking me these questions to, like, assess our threat level, I guess, to, like, prepare a sales pitch. And she's like, so are you running WordPress? I'm like, yes. She's like, are you using the same password for everything? I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you have any third-party plugins installed on your WordPress website? I'm like, yeah, yep. We use, like, 10.
And she's like, no, this is awful.
She's like, well, yeah. You might want to consider some website security because...
So did you try to... Oh, go ahead.
She was like, yeah, that definitely sounds like malware. It sounds like your website got destroyed by hackers. Do you want to pay us to...
And you're like,
no. And I was like, no, I'll figure it out.
That's funny because I got an email from someone like yesterday... from this, I think this lady emailed me. I'm not lying to you. Like, I think this lady emailed me. It was,
I mean, if Bluehost referred her, then she would have your email.
Yeah. And then she emailed
me. Yeah, just block her. She just wants to sell you something.
She's like, I was speaking with your... Oh, you're my partner, apparently, according to her.
Oh, nice.
I was speaking to your partner with regard to website security for your site, thatshow.com. We discussed the importance of having something to place and monitor your site so it files and protects your site from malware intrusions. WordPress is one of the most popular platforms. Blah, 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 blah. Wow, this shit is expensive.
Yeah, she told me, and I was like, no, I just want you to
holy
fix this for
free. Crap, this is expensive. Like,
how much?
$50 a month at the cheapest level.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's crazy.
We could just get Cloudflare for free. I don't
we
know
could just
what they're thinking.
Not, like, it's not like a million people are on our website all the time. Like,
yeah.
That's silly. Anyway, but she was just doing her job.
That's weird. She didn't ask permission to email you. She kind of took some liberties there. I don't really like that.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. No. So anyway, our site's back. Some PHP things. Just one of our plugins.
Yeah, we forgot to update our plugins.
As we do.
Yeah.
You know what we need in this podcast? After
what do we
yesterday
need?
And after trying to find trivia questions. We need like an intern or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That can like do all this stuff for us so we don't actually have to do anything. We just, like, record the episode, and they'd give it to the intern, and then they do everything else.
You know how every forum on the internet just kind of magically has this unpaid workforce?
And moderators.
Yeah, also known as moderators.
Yeah.
No offense if you're a moderator, but...
No, I mean, good. More power to you.
You're not getting paid to do work.
Every internet forum has that.
Where can... If there are any moderators listening to this podcast, we would like to hire you as an unpaid intern.
As a moderator.
As a moderator, yes. You could post on our social media for us. You could...
things.
You could moderate things. You could post new episodes to the website.
You could moderate our web presence.
Yeah.
You could find us trivia questions every week because we don't want to do that. What would a moderator moderate for us? We don't have any like forum.
You got to keep those WordPress comments.
Okay, moderate the WordPress. Yeah, because we're getting so many of those.
Yeah.
Here's the strategy. Here it is. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
So the strategy is we start a forum. For our podcast.
Okay.
And then we build a really big forum user base, and then people volunteer to be moderators because they want to do that. And then they, part of the job of moderating Time Bat Show forums is you have to edit our episodes, and you have to post on our social media, and you have to find trivia questions every week. Like, it's just part of the job.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just something. Is that a good idea?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Maybe we should think about that.
Yeah. So if you're if you want to be an intern to a podcast, you'll gain a lot of exposure. Isn't that like the word people use? You'll get a lot of exposure to the world of podcasting.
Put yourself out there.
You'll make a lot of good connections between me and you and the, you know, three people that listen to the show. If you want to be an intern. Also, if you want to contact us in general, just contact us at timebatshow or contact at timebatshow.com. We haven't plugged that forever.
If you listen to us, just tweet at us.
Okay, you ready for the animal news story? I have two animal news stories for you today.
Okay.
One of them might be too...
You decided to go with both of them?
I was about to say, I don't know, because the second one is kind of morbid, and I'm just going to kind of shoot from the hip and we'll see what happens. Okay. The first one I like... Well, I don't like the sound. Man allegedly shoots a squirrel with a bow and arrow for, quote, giving him a look, unquote. And the quote the man uses to justify it is he says, "I took it personal." So apparently a squirrel in Staten Island, New Jersey, looked at a guy funny, and the guy got out his bow and arrow and shot the squirrel. And the squirrel's now dead because of that. Rest his soul, his soul.
Yeah, I kind of thought he wouldn't survive an arrow.
I mean, it's a nice bow. It's like one of those compound bows, you know?
It's got all the levers on it.
Uh-huh. the pulleys and levers and stuff. I don't even know how those things work.
I don't know how they work, but I know they work really good.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I think my dad has a compound bow, and he let me shoot it once, and I had no idea what's happening, but...
There's like 10 different strings, and you select the right one, and you bring it back.
And you have to like turn the knobs correctly or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. You're spending so much effort on the bow. I feel like, why don't you just get like an auto crossbow or something that just shoots the bow for it, the arrow for you.
Yeah, you still want to have the experience of drawing it back, I guess.
I guess and so.
I guess if you have bad form, it like takes all the skin
automatic.
Off your arm.
Oh, I think that's another... Yeah. That's another thing. Like, you need to, like, not be near any, like, body part when you put it back, because it'll, like, get you. It'll bite you, or whatever. Yeah. It will, though. It will bite you. I think one of the things the compound bow does, though, is it, like, if you have bad bow form, it basically automatically corrects it to be, like, good. Like, if your draw is bad, like, it doesn't matter, because it's, like, all the pulleys are basically ensuring that you're going to have a good bow shot. That makes sense.
Yeah, and you don't have to be like an extremely strong athlete to pull
a pro bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy shot a squirrel. Now he's facing animal endangerment charge.
The squirrel did give him a funny look.
According to him. I mean, there's no proof
of that. That's right. There's no witnesses.
There's no witness. I mean, there could be other squirrel witnesses. The squirrel court or something, you know.
Yeah.
Hear ye. I wonder if there's ever been an animal witness.
Like a dog or something?
Yeah. Get a trial.
There's no rule that says a dog can't be a witness. It's Air Bud and wait, no, right. What's a good
a movie title? Movie? Air Bud and Order.
I don't know. No. Air Bud, Dog and Order. There's got to be like a pun in the name.
That pun doesn't even make any sense, though.
Well, Bone and Order sounds not good. So.
Dog and Law, like, okay. I'm let's go with
like
that.
Like Law and Order, except
no,
Dog.
No, I get it. I get it. It just still doesn't really make sense. Air Bud, Dog and Order.
And you have to have that classic line. There's no rule that says dog.
And it's like, witness. Yeah, it's so he's like a witness? Or is Air Bud the lawyer in this case?
So is there like a crazy man that's like, I want my dog to be my lawyer? There's no rule that says a dog can't represent me.
I mean, I don't think there is a rule against that. I mean, he was like, my dog Air Bud is so good at like basketball and hockey and all those other sports. Like, why can't he be my lawyer?
That would be the greatest movie ever.
This would be like a defense attorney, right?
Yeah, I'm. The dog has to be the underdog, so you can't have him be the underdog. Prosecutor. Yeah, you see what I mean?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, it has to be an innocent man, and he has to be fighting, I don't know, like some kind of environmental or animal cruelty charges or something like that.
Or maybe like a big business that's trying to like frame him for something so they can buy his land or something like that. Yeah,
the big business wants to take his farm.
Yes, and they like frame him for like murder or something.
Yeah. And or like something really lame, like tax evasion.
Tax evasion. So Air Bud is like a tax attorney.
He's a tax attorney.
He doesn't do like criminal law. No, that's like what...
It's a kid's show. You can't have like a murder.
He does tax law. Yeah. This became like the least interesting movie now. Like a tax lawyer.
If you dress a dog up in a suit, it's immediately the best movie.
If you give him glasses. Yeah. So what if it's like Air Bud and like the first, because if this is like a TV show, maybe Air Bud is like, you know, he's a retired sports star. And in the later in his life, he's like, I want to settle down. I'm going to become a tax lawyer. You know, I'm going to do tax law.
That's what Air Bud decides.
Right. So he becomes a tax lawyer and he's still a dog. So he needs like an owner. So it's like the dude on the farm, Old Man River, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And the farmer guy. And then the farmer guy like gets wrongfully accused of something, like, I don't know, not murder, but like maybe theft or something. And he's like framed by this big company by his farm.
Okay.
And now Air Bud is the only one who believes this man, but he's like a tax lawyer, but he has a law degree, you know?
Yeah.
From like Dog University or whatever.
He's a member of the Dog Bar Association.
Right. So he's like, Air Bud, you gotta defend me. And Air Bud's like, but I'm just a tax lawyer. And he convinces him. So like he has to transition from tax law, and now he's in like criminal law, you know, forced into doing it.
Yeah, it's basically My Cousin Vinny with a dog.
Right. Basically the same thing. And Joe Pesci can do the voice of Air Bud.
Of Air Bud, yeah. That's a winner. That's a winner right there.
Yep, this is it. This is the movie. Air Bud is a dog in order.
Air Bud is like barking at witnesses, and the judge is like, order. There will be order in this court.
But I thought he was... So he can't speak. He can just bark.
No, Air Bud can't talk. He just like does stuff with his mouth and his nose.
So where does Joe Pesci come into this equation?
Maybe Air Bud has an internal monologue.
Oh, that's good. No, that is brilliant, actually. Yeah. Because then... He barks, and it's like Air Bud relies on a lot of visual evidence.
A lot of audio-visual.
Like, he has a lot of slides and presentations where he can kind of just gesture at things, you know what I mean? Be like, look at this, look at this. And, like, his internal monologue is Joe Pesci.
Like, and it's a really, like, cynical, like, doesn't really like humanity.
Yeah, like, he hates humans. Like, these people are so stupid. Like, he, like, curses a lot.
He smokes.
like, the judge excuses him to, like, they think he's, like, excusing himself to go, like, you know, use the dog room. You know, go pee or whatever. But he's actually smoking.
Smoking.
Like, these stupid humans are so dumb.
And his like girlfriend from New York is there, and she's
the same.
Yeah,
it's the same girl.
Yeah,
from My Cousin.
Yes,
but they're like older now.
I love this concept so much.
I mean, Joe Pesci hasn't been in anything in a while. I think this is his next big like thing, you know.
Yeah, straight to TV, Air Bud, Dog in Order.
Yeah, would it be a series or like a made-for-TV movie though? You could start it as a made-for-TV movie and then, like, see where it goes. Like, it could be, like, kind of a pilot, you know?
Yeah.
And then if it does well, you can just continue it into a TV show. Because it could, like, Law is ripe for, like, a TV show.
Yeah, it's
like,
the perfect serial.
Different case all the time, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's an initial 90-minute
special.
Like, straight for TV special. Yeah. And then after that, it's, like, 45-minute episodes.
Right. Where it's, like, a case. And then 90 minutes, like, where he's a tax lawyer. And then his master gets in trouble, so he has to be a criminal lawyer. And then at the end of the movie, he's like, oh, I love criminal law. I'm going to start my own practice. And yes. Then that's the show. Yeah. See? This is good. Okay. Don't know how we got
it. I'm going to skip the next.
I know I said I had two animal news stories, but I don't want to do the next one because it's dark. And just get into Reddit questions.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you got?
All right. This is kind of a good segue from our Air Bud idea. What animal would be the most terrifying with human intelligence?
Can I piggyback on this with another question?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have a question. What is another animal... So this question is, which fact... where the hell did that question go? Oh, it's birds, insects, and bats are the only animals that can fly. What animal would be the most terrifying that also could fly? So, like, I'm going to say, what's the most terrifying animal to be intelligent? Or what was it again?
Yeah, basically.
And then I'm going to add to that, but it has meanings too.
Tigers.
I don't know why this popped in my head, but, like, a flying, intelligent alligator.
That would be.
Sounds very terrifying. Really scary. To me. I feel like they would it'd basically be a dragon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would look really fun, though. But that's okay.
Alligators are really awkward looking, and they wiggle when they move.
Right. I feel like it would wiggle in the air.
Yes. It moves through the air like what's that Dragon Ball Z dragon?
Shenron. Like the long snake one? Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Shenron.
It like does a little wiggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, like, doesn't know it's flying. It thinks it's running on the ground still or something. And it's really, really smart.
And they tell kids in school that, you know, you have to run in zigzags to avoid the flying alligator.
That doesn't work because they're smarter than that now.
Yeah.
This flying intelligence. If an animal is given enough intelligence, do you think it would learn how to talk?
I think it could.
Like, do you think this flying alligator is really smart?
I don't think the alligator could learn how to talk.
Why not?
They don't make sounds that are good for speaking.
Maybe he could, like, write with his tail.
I mean, maybe.
You know, like, hello, I'm an alligator. Maybe he could start making noises that, like, sound like words, and we can kind of interpret them.
Yeah, you could. Like, he could probably learn to understand us.
Yeah, but like if he's like, kill, yeah. you know,
yeah,
like technically it's not English, but he's like making a guttural noise. It sounds like kill all human. So, yeah.
Yes,
like that would be, I don't know, something.
I think of mosquitoes. That would be the scariest one with human intelligence.
So I was gonna say they can already fly.
Yeah.
If mosquitoes had human intelligence, we would be
totally screwed.
We'd be wiped out.
Yeah.
They would probably organize, and they'd be like, we can take all.
Yeah.
Right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they organized and had, like, a plan, yeah, we'd be done. Especially the ones that'd be like, all right, all the ones that have these, you will go attack today.
Yeah.
Then that's it. It's over. You know? They would selectively breed those and stuff.
They'd have, like, mosquito eugenics to make only diseased mosquitoes.
God, that's horrible.
They would, like, breed... Okay, they have human intelligence, so they can actually engineer viruses that we can't cure.
Yes! And then, like, put them in their mosquito brothers and sisters and be like, attack! This is, like, the Zerg of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
You know, the mosquito Zerg.
Yeah.
Well...
So do I. They're terrible.
I have a somewhat serious question.
Okay.
What is the greatest invention? and this is open to interpretation. As great as the subject.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little more biased towards stuff that I enjoy personally that may not necessarily be great to everybody.
What's your degree?
The internet.
The internet? That's the greatest invention?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Do you think that's the most important invention, too?
Maybe.
Possible. I don't know.
The internet isn't really one invention, though.
No. It's hard to count the internet, right? Because it's not like one guy was like, I created it! I made the internet! Like, it's it's a lot of inventions that have come together to make one thing, you know?
One terrifying ad hoc nightmare of...
nightmare of a thing.
Of inventions. Exactly.
It's kind of terrifying how ad hoc the internet is.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of stuff just mushed together that somehow works. It's being held up by, like...
really hardworking people.
Yeah, really hardworking people, but also string. Yes. You know, like... and if those people randomly decide, I don't really want to work on the internet anymore, like, okay.
Yeah, if there was ever, like, a writer's strike.
Like an internet strike.
Yeah, for tech workers, we'd be screwed.
Like, no one would know what to do. Like, how does the internet work? I don't know! No one here has used the internet before, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so many, like, programs and, like, languages that's necessary to understand. Because there's so many blocks. There's so many layers.
Yeah.
And nobody understands all the layers. No. But one person understands, like, everything about one of the layers.
Yeah.
And if that person leaves, it's like, well, whoops.
The whole thing now doesn't work.
The internet strike. Like, all the internet workers.
Yeah.
That would be something.
I saw something on the internet very recently called SMALT. It's smart. Yes, this relates to this. It's Smart Salt.
What?
It is a salt shaker that connects to the internet.
No, it's not.
you can look up SMALT.
No, it's not. Is it really true? Why would you need a salt shaker to connect to the internet?
You need an account to use
it. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're lying.
I'm not lying. It plays music and it lights up.
Oh, my God.
And it connects to the internet.
Why? This doesn't exist. Oh, my God, it's real. This is the most, like, the design is just exactly what you'd expect it to be.
It's a salt shaker.
No, but have you seen a picture of it?
Of course, yeah.
It's like a black, like a smoothed salt shaker with, like, a little blue ring around the top.
Yeah.
To indicate, I guess, it's connected to Wi-Fi or something.
The blue ring kind of, like, lights up when the robot is talking to you.
Oh, my God, this is so stupid.
Yeah. Cost $100.
No,
it does.
What would you do with
it? You connect to the internet and make.
Yeah, but what does it do? World's first smart centerpiece designed exclusively for your dining area. Okay, tell me what it does. Turn up the volume. Pair your phone and let the internet. What? What? Why would I pair my phone with a salt shaker? What are you talking about?
So you can use your apps for your salt.
I don't understand. Okay, hold on. So I think it's kind of like an Alexa thing, but it doesn't actually do any of that stuff. So it's just...
it's for turn salt.
So you pair your phone with the thing and stream your favorite music. Okay, so you can stream your music onto the salt shaker, which is also really small, so, like, I don't know. So it's, like, it's not going to be very loud. And then light up the room. Oh, it can light things up. And then it says amp up the flavor. Oh, my God.
Does it really say that?
Hold on, let me read this verbatim. Amp up the flavor. Everything tastes better with a little bit of salt. Surprise your guests and their palate with this fun, interactive way to shake salt and bring out the flavor.
Oh, boy.
So it's three tenets of why you need a $100 salt shaker is you can play music, you can use it as a light, and guess what? You can use it as a salt shaker.
Yeah. Next to the internet.
Oh, why? This doesn't make any sense. Oh, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
I sent salting. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I sent you a link the other day of the Juice RO juicer.
What's that?
You saw that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The dumb giant juicer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can, like, squeeze the bag so it, like, doesn't matter.
Yes. So.
Salting was never so much fun. Measure, track, and control. Whether you want to dispense a pinch of or a teaspoon, turn the dial and wait for the magic to happen.
There's not a dial. Is there really a dial?
It says there's a dial. Yeah.
Salt.
There's a dial. Or you can ask it to dispense salt. You can be like, I want this much salt, smalt. And it's like, okay. I don't know. This is the... Someone invested in this.
Yeah.
You realize that? Someone was like, that's a great idea. I'm going to give you $5.
To make that.
To make a salt shake. This is... People wonder why, as a society, we're, like, going in the shitter. This is it. This is...
Yeah. People wonder why, you know, people are worried about the internet and,
Right. Like, that's why. This is why.
Yeah, that's cause for worry.
So, that's the greatest invention? Is that what you say? The smalt is the world's greatest invention?
Smalt might be the greatest invention I've ever seen.
It's definitely a top five.
Can I tell you, I sort of want one.
I think you should get one just to tell me what it is. Like, you should get one to review it, basically.
I like the idea of having it just so that just to be ironic, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Like, people can come over and be like, hey, what's that?
Check this out.
Smart salt shaker.
Yeah, I bet you don't have one of these.
And they'd be like, no, why would I own one of those?
Because
you're like, well, salt. It's cool. Do you salt a lot of things? I mean, maybe.
I have a salt shaker, and when I want more salt, I just shake it for longer.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not Web 2.0. Yeah. In Web 2.0, we're going to track your salt intake.
It doesn't do that, though. Like,
actually, it doesn't.
That would be a feature that made too much sense.
Yeah, it would still not be worth $100, but yeah, that would make
sense. You could actually track your salt intake if you have high
blood pressure. And then it'd be like, this is how many calories you just added. Like, I'm just coming up with better features already. Not that they're any good, but, like, we just talked about this for, like, 5 minutes, and we're already coming up with better features than what they have. Like, track your salt intake, indicate how many calories you just put on
your steak. Yeah, a lot of people have high blood pressure in this country. They could benefit from tracking their salt, maybe.
But no, they were just like, let's make a salt shaker, and let's frickin' just add music and a light to it, and you can connect it with your phone. Like, okay. I'm done. The world.
Okay.
Do you have another question?
You wake up three times bigger than you currently are. How do you live with this situation?
I love this question. This is such an off-the-wall one. Okay, what's the game plan? You're three times bigger.
Right.
So, like, taller and fatter? Like,
you're
proportionally?
You're not three times taller and three times fatter. It's like a combination of both.
So you're just, like, you're proportionally three times bigger.
Yeah.
So you're like a giant person.
Yeah, you're a really big person.
You're really big. First of all, I'd be the tallest person on the world.
You'd be the, yeah.
The biggest. I'd be almost 18 feet. Yeah. That's pretty tall.
That's a little tall.
First of all, I wouldn't be able to wake up because, A, I'm, like, not in my bed anymore because I'm 18 feet tall. And B, like, I'm taller than the width of my bedroom. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're kind of, like, scrunched up and you can't really get out easily.
I guess I would panic. That would be my first thing to do would be like, this is bad, right?
Yes.
I would panic. I guess I would, like, call somebody. I don't know.
Do you want to... All right, so that's the hardest part of this, isn't it? It's you need to be seen as the monster you've become.
Do you shall tell someone you're a giant man now, or what? I don't know.
I think I would text you first. Like, I'm not going to text, you know, like, the person I'm dating or, like, the person, like, my mom. I'm not going to text my mom first.
Or your work. Like, I can't come in today. I'm three times tall. I can't wait to get this text from you tomorrow.
Oh, no.
It happened? What would it read? Compose like, this.
Be like, okay, I think I need some help.
Okay, dot, dot, dot. I think I need some help.
Yeah.
And then I say, what? Well, okay, what's up?
And then I take a picture.
Which would be not very useful because you're so big, you would only get like very small part of your giantness in the frame.
Yeah, I would try to set it up maybe in the biggest room in my place and do like a timed photograph so I could get as much of me in there as possible and have something for like a reference.
Scale, like take a picture near your big TV.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'd be like, oh, wow, you're a lot bigger than your TV.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, wow, nice Photoshop or something like that. And then you'd be like, no, I'm serious.
I've become a really big person.
And then it'd be like the movie Big, right?
It'd be worse. Because in Big, he starts out as a child. And
just I know.
He's not like a monster.
I'm going to think of this in the movie Big way, though, right? Yeah. Okay, so, like, you're Tom Hanks, and I'm, like, his friend, you know? Like,
yeah, you're the one.
The goofy, the kid.
We sing the rap song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I prove that it's me. I sing that rap song that we sing
You
all
sing
the time.
Down, down, baby.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff.
Shimmy, shimmy, whatever, yeah. And the funny thing is, we both seen that movie, so I would totally, like, that's how I would know it's you, though.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh, yeah, you've seen Brian's Big.
And that's totally something I would do, too.
Okay, so we meet in the school gym, and then you sing the rap song to me.
Yes.
And then I know you're real, you're the same person.
I, like, trap you in the gym in, like, a really weird way.
Wait a minute. How did you get into the gym? What were you going to say? That's how what?
I don't know how I would get in the gym.
What were you going to say, though? That's how what?
That's how it happened in the movie. He, like, traps his friend in the stairwell.
Yeah, and he, like, tries to escape, and he's like, ah! And then they're like, no, it's me!
Yeah.
And then they sing the song. But yeah, like, that was, like, the street smart kid, remember? And then Tom Hanks was really naive in that movie. So I'd be like, okay, we'll handle this. I'll set you up with a big person job, and you'll move to the big person city.
Yes.
And you'll just pretend you're a big person forever.
What job would you try to set me up with?
Well, so in this, I would be like, okay, we're going to go like up the beanstalk, right, to the giant line.
Right.
And you'd get a job as like a data entry clerk up there.
Yeah, just to get your start.
You know? Just to get your start, yeah. And then you'd fall in love with some big person lady. Just like the movie.
I'm imagining her with like one eye and a unibrow.
She's like a cyclops.
Yes.
Big two.
Electric boogaloo.
I love how this is like the movie, though. But then you can ride all the roller coasters. No, actually, you wouldn't be able to.
We need to stay up super late eating, like, big food.
Pork rinds.
Well, or, no, it would like, be giant food.
Rhino rinds.
Yes. They're just bigger versions of all that food.
Rhino rinds and cheese whiz or whatever.
Yes.
Just like in the movie. This is basically a one-to-one. This is like the same... Like, it's just the movie Big. We just play it out to the next level.
Yeah.
You know? I like this. Yeah, so that's what you would
do. Yeah.
Basically, word for word.
Yeah. I would text you and sing the rap song, and we would figure this out.
Figure this thing out together. I think people would be really scared. You'd have to, like, avoid them or something.
Yeah.
That'd be hard. That'd be very hard to, like, get to the gym and, you know, find me.
Yes. I'd have to do it very carefully.
We would have to find the, like, Zoltar machine.
Oh, yeah, to get my fortune.
Yeah. To get you back to normal size. You know? I always thought that Zoltar...
That was a really good plot device. I like it the Zoltar machine.
I kind of want one of those.
They have them.
Do they?
They're real, yeah.
Kind of want.
I would really like to have one.
Yeah.
This is kind of a tangent, but the reason I like the Zoltar machine is it's not like they took, you know, like explicit magic and put it in the movie. It's like sort of like something that already exists in the real world.
Yeah. I mean, it's magical, but they don't explain it at all. It's just like kind of happens. And then the machine itself is just a machine.
Is really cool, yeah.
So it's like they
and it's unplugged. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Like it's like a subtle magic.
Yeah.
But it's not like a hokey like a fairy doesn't come out and it's like the fairy.
Yeah,
you're big now. Like, no, that didn't happen. It's just like it happened. It's like, what? No, I really like that too. What is something you're terrible at but you wish you were really good at? Just one thing, I know.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. How about I wish I were better at, I don't know, do you have anything?
Magic.
Yeah, magic would be great.
I like magic a lot. When I was a kid, I like tried to learn a lot of magic, and I got okay, but I never got really good at it.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the dexterity to like be really good.
I know that I don't have the patience to be a magician.
Yeah. It takes a lot of practice.
Yeah, but if I could instantly be good at sleight of hand in particular.
Yeah.
The people that are really good at, you know, dealing cards in really advanced ways.
Just like making them disappear and make it disappear. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like not super useful, but like you can pull that out anywhere.
Yeah. It's the ultimate icebreaker.
It's the ultimate anything. Like, you know, there's a lull in something, you know, and you're bored and you'd be like, watch this sweet magic trick. And then like, wow, you're the best. And then they crap.
I mean, even if they've seen the magic trick before and you know, the magic isn't really alive for them, it's still a cool thing to do that's entertaining.
Yeah. Everyone likes being the person to choose the card.
Yeah.
Of the magic. So, I don't know. All right, what do you got?
How about...
What are 15 questions.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
What are your best tips for fighting on airplanes?
Wait, what?
What are your best tips for fighting on airplanes?
Like brawling or like
fighting,
arguing? Are we talking about like fisticuffs? Or are we talking about verbal?
Well, the person just needs some tips, I guess, for the next time he's fighting on an airline. So, what are we going to tell him?
I'm going to go with fisticuffs. I think it's more interesting.
Yeah.
Right. The first thing I would do is fighting on an airline. Is you're going to want to find an area that's, like, secure, because there's not a lot of room.
Yes.
So you're going to want to, like, really plant your feet. Like, have an area you can really plant your feet.
Right. Yeah. You definitely want to wait till after takeoff.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
I mean, that's more fun, the fight.
Yeah.
Because if you fight before takeoff, you're just going to throw a plane.
Yes.
Has there any been, like, good fights on planes?
I'm not sure.
I don't think.
There has to have been, right?
They probably have to land at a meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like they do that a lot of...
Yeah, you need to pick a flight where you're flying over the Atlantic Ocean and wait till you're halfway across.
So they can't land. You're, like, you're forced to fight. I think people would start, like, taking bets and stuff. Ooh, he's...
That's what I would do.
Who do you think's gonna win? You know.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would try to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone.
Yeah.
You'd have to barricade yourself off with the food carts.
Yeah.
Right. Like, put them against it, because it's a very small aisle. Like, not you can't fit through the aisle. So, you know, fighting on an airplane would be very close to playing like a fighting video game.
Yeah.
Because you can't move in 3D, right?
There's no vertical.
It's just forward space. And backwards. That's all you got. It would be the ultimate. Like, you can't run away.
Why isn't this a Street Fighter stage?
like an airplane?
It's the most natural environment ever.
And the passengers are like cheering in the background.
Oh, check this out. They're okay. Like, woo, woo. I have a great idea for an airline. Okay. What? It's like fighting the UFC. Air. It's like the UFC airline.
UFC Air.
Yeah. On the sides, you get your rich people that are spectating. They're like drinking champagne and doing all the rich people
in stuff. First class. Yeah.
And then in the middle is just the strip where two men fight in front of you. And if one of them gets knocked out of the aisle, they like lose or something.
Like if they get knocked into the seats or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's like sumo wrestling, except you have a long
you have to strip. Stay. You have to stay in the aisle.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
UFC Air, yeah, and they can broadcast it on TV.
Yeah.
And the announcers can say, like, from 5,000 feet into the 15,000 feet in the air, it's UFC Air. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Fighting out of the right corner. We've got the Irish juggernaut. He's here to...
Ian Baird Pace or something.
Yeah.
And then in the left corner from Northern Italy, it's Johan Giorblano.
Giuseppe Lombard fighting yes. out of France.
Who used to be a shaver, but now he's a bare knuckle airline boxer.
Yeah.
He has a sweet mustache. Yeah.
So anyway, fighting on an airline.
Fighting on the air.
Best bet is to start a new airline where you can fight.
UFC Air.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being an announcer on UFC Air.
Same.
Right? I think it would be fun. The pilots are the announcers.
Yeah, right? They engage autopilot and then they bring over the microphone. That's the greatest job ever. It's like my two favorite things. It's like, if I could have any career and not have to train for it, probably a pilot would be cool.
A pilot on UFC Air would be
because then you get to do the cool announcer stuff.
Yeah, you could be a pilot and an announcer, like two sweet jobs.
Yeah.
Right? And one, like, I'm your pilot, John McLemore, and this is the co-pilot. And the co-pilot's like, you're the co-pilot.
Yeah.
Will you do your co-pilot thing?
And I am Bill McGriff.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And then, you know, you talk strategy like, so, Bill, what do you think is going to happen tonight? You know,
well,
Giuseppe's really good.
Well, Giuseppe needs to control his space really well, because as you know, there isn't a lot of room to move in the vertical space. But he tends to use lunges and strategic pushes to knock his opponent off guard.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, because we are in a 747 today, and you know, those do have a little more aisle space than a regular airplane. So he may have the advantage.
We could do this.
I know. Okay. And like Don King would be
He's
there.
He's there, of course. He's always there.
And he's always at boxing things like Jack Nicholson or whatever.
Yeah.
In the front row. And it'd be really expensive to go to.
Oh, yeah. It's like $10,000 a ticket.
Yeah, because you're in the air. And you're, yeah. I mean, it's like the, it's more expensive than like the Vegas. Where do they do it? So I forget.
Just the casino stadium.
One of the casinos, yeah. Like, it would be more expensive than
that. Yeah.
It's like super first class, and they're like always flying over the Atlantic. So it's like New York to like somewhere really fancy, like Paris
Monaco
or something. There you go.
Yeah,
perfect.
Because New York when you to land, Monaco, you get to go to the biggest, most awesome casinos in the world.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like after the fight, there's the after party.
Yeah.
The
everybody's all pumped casinos. Up. You go to Monaco and party.
This is like the rich person experience.
This probably happens.
Under the, like, you just don't know
this
about it.
This is probably
it.
A thing.
Like, just we don't know. Because we're peasants compared to the people that do this.
It reminds me of the super luxury trains that are like $20,000 for one way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could have this on a train, too.
Oh, this would be perfect for a train, too, because they're also aisle.
Yeah. Thing. You know what? This is a whole, okay, this is a big
this is a whole genre. This is a whole thing.
You can have it on a boat. You can have it on a train. You can have it in the plane.
It's like travel, like UFC while you're on like a vehicle, like a traveling vehicle.
Yeah.
Cross country. Like a cruise ship or something like that. You know?
Just a big yacht.
A big yacht. Yeah. A train. I imagine in like a desert or something, like not a lot going on.
Yeah. Either the desert or, you know.
Siberia.
Or Siberia. Yeah. It's like a glass train so you can see outside.
Glass train.
Or there's like huge windows. I don't know. I'm imagining you can see all the scenery and it's really...
I love the glass train because then it makes the fight like have a sweet backdrop.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, this is sweet. We're in the desert or we're in the Siberian tundra or whatever, right? Yeah. I think this is a new venture. You need to call up UFC and be like, hey.
I have got an idea to get on this. You.
Yeah, or boxing or whatever. You know, whatever. Whatever works.
Yeah.
If you're tasked with adding a letter to the English alphabet, what would it be and why? This is a kind of dumb question. I don't really get this question at all. I feel like we need something. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I think a letter for like SH or CH or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I was going to say SH or CH. All right, that was an easy question. Your turn.
How about. All right. What is the best gaming moment you have experienced? You don't have to think too hard about this.
Worst question. Reddit is full of this.
We can skip it if you want.
No, it's fine.
Kind of a funny story to go along with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go ahead if you have one.
Okay, so a long time ago, I borrowed Half-Life from my then babysitter at the time.
Okay. The original.
And you came over to my house, and we decided to play through it.
Okay.
And we're sitting at my computer, and we're playing this game, and neither of us have any idea what Half-Life is.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah. So we're playing Half-Life, and we're like, wow, this is so cool. This is like a scientist game. You get to be a scientist. You get to ride on the train and talk to all these scientists. And it gets to the part where you have to push the cart into the beam.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
At this point, we're starting to get a little bit freaked out. We're like, okay, I don't know if I want to push this cart into this beam. I just don't. I have a bad feeling about this. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
We spent like 30 minutes talking about whether we should do this or not. We were like, okay, this seems like a mistake. This is really loud. It's making me really uncomfortable.
Because we were playing it like almost a simulation kind of game. Like,
yeah.
Would Gordon Freeman act?
Yeah, we're imagining ourselves as scientists in this position. Like, I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this. And at this point, my mom walks into the room. She's like, hey, boys, you want some dinner? She's like, what are you playing? And so, like, you're sitting at the computer, and you're, like, practically shaking. And, like, I'm, like, right behind you, and I'm, like, shaking, too. And my mom is right behind us now watching this game. And she's like, you know, I don't know if you should do that. So me and my mom are all watching this game just, like, totally enthralled with what's happening. And eventually, I'm just like, you know what? We have to do this. We have to know what happens. And we all agree, and we're like, okay, and we push the cart into the beam, and then, of course, everything starts breaking down.
Going to shit.
Yeah, like the whole place.
Don't you get, like, teleported to the alien planet for, like, a brief second there, too?
Yeah, there's, like, 5 minutes of breaking down the reactor room, and then the alien hallucination happens. And at that point, we, like, fell out of the chair.
I remember that.
My mom was like, you know what? You need to just turn this off. This is... This isn't good for you. You need to turn it off. And we turned it off, and we stopped playing for the day.
Wow.
And, like, we didn't talk about it afterwards. It was like
it was like an event.
It was like, okay, we need a minute to decompress after that.
I remember bits and pieces of that. I remember you getting Half-Life, and I remember you inviting me over to play it. But I don't – I feel like I blocked that hole from my memory.
Both of us were so scared. Like – I don't think I've ever been that scared playing a
video game. I blocked that from my memory.
Yeah. Like it
was traumatic. I remember bits and pieces of that, but I don't remember, like, sitting there with you watching.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, like, the lead up to
it. Yeah. We were both in my dad's office, and you had the nice chair, and I was sitting behind you because I didn't want to play it. It was too scary.
So I was playing it. You were making me play it?
Yes. I mean, we would switch off. I started. I did the train section, and then you were like, you know, it's my turn. And then you got to the part, though. I remember that.
Oh, that's a funny story.
That was a really great gaming moment, though.
Oh, yeah. Original Half-Life. Something else.
Yeah. You have to imagine going into that not knowing what Half-Life is, though. Like, you have no clue that that's
I definitely remember not knowing anything about it. I remember, like, oh, the cover art looks cool. Like, a guy.
With a crowbar.
With glasses and a crowbar, yeah. but I didn't know they were like.
Yeah.
Do you want to do one more? Or do you want to go into trivia?
I got a quick one if you want.
Let's do it.
What's your go-to snack from the gas station?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like this one.
I don't know. I like chips, but I do really like M&Ms a lot. I mean, that's like a snack, but like,
yeah. I mean, M&M's is a snack.
I like peanuts.
Yeah, those are real good. I like good. Salt and vinegar chips.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I like those 99-cent Arizona cans.
I love those. I was about to say that.
Yeah,
those are the best. How do they keep those at 99?
They've been 99 cents for like 10 years.
More than that, they've been 99 cents ever since I was like 8.
Yeah,
they've been 99 cents for like 20 years. Never increased the price. I don't get it.
Maybe they just lower the quality of the tea over the time,
and you just don't notice.
Like it started like, out as genuine nice Chinese tea,
like really good tea, yeah. And now it's just really bad.
It stems.
Maybe they have some calculation. They're like, if we lower the quality this much, the nostalgia of drinking the tea when they're like 13 will override the badness of it, and people will like they'll think it's the same. You know what I mean? Like they have some math there.
Yeah. let's replace this much of the honey with corn syrup.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we still need to have honey on the front so people will be like, oh, honey, it's good for you, you know?
We still need a little honey, yeah, so the people that love tea will be like, there's honey in it still. Like, there's a little honey, yeah. Maybe that's the secret. They just keep making it worse and we don't notice. But Arizona tea, yeah.
It's good. It tastes better out of the can.
It does. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I get the jugs, too, sometimes, same. But they're not good. Like, the green tea jugs are good, but they're not as canned.
Yeah.
And the same with their sweet tea. And the same with their, like, raspberry. Like, they're all better off.
You know their jugs are, like, $1 or $2.
They're really cheap as well. It's weird. Yeah.
Like a
what
gallon,
is wrong with them?
A gallon and a can, even though they're both really good deals, they cost pretty much the same.
I don't understand that. That's the other weird thing. If you go to the gas station, right, you get soda. It's like $1.29 for like a 20, yeah, you know, or like $1.50 or something.
For
you get a 2 liter, it's like the same exact same price.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's like more soda and more plastic, and yet it's the same price. I don't get
it. It's one of the mysteries of the world.
Most of the mysteries of the universe. Speaking of mysteries of the universe, do you want to go into trivia?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do the trivia jingle. I'm ready.
Do 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 trivia time.
Dana. All right, I said that. Your trivia today consists of 3 categories. They are Australia, video games, Australia video games, and duck.
Okay, bird. You mean
bird?
Don't spoil it.
Bird. I'm sorry. Australia, video games, and bird.
Okay.
Your first, your lifelines today are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 50-50, Monty Hall, Ask a Friend, Ask a Rando, or Ryan
Pine. I'm going to go Monty Hall and 10-second Bing and Ask a Rando.
Yes. I'm so glad.
Get back into that groove.
Get back into the lifeline that does absolutely nothing.
It shouldn't be called Ask a Robot.
Ask a person on the internet. Yeah, a robot. Or ask an over... Well, I'm not... Alright, so your first category is Australia. The city of Melbourne, Australia used to be called what? A. Burna. B. Batmania. C. Gorgon Roo. Or D. Walla Wallia.
If any of these is true, I have no idea why they changed the name. It needs to be Batmania. I might not even use a lifeline. I just need it to be this.
You need it to be. Like, if you could rewrite history, that would be Yeah. That would be what you would rewrite it to.
What was the first one again? Lifeline?
Berna, Batmania, Gorgon Roo, or Walla Wallia?
All right. I'm going to use Bing just to be safe, but I'm saying okay. that it's Batmania.
Batmania?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let me get your thing. Clock or whatever. Takes 10 seconds, 10 minutes to set up. Stop the timer. 10 seconds. Okay.
All right, I'm
save.
Ready.
Yeah, it's not letting me save it. Why aren't you letting me save my timer? Oh, I had to change it. Save. It's not letting me save it. I'm just. Why aren't you letting me save it?
Does
what
Windows,
are you do-
Does Windows 10 have a clock in the bottom right? You can just click and see a like clock face.
Stand. Okay, okay, I got it. This is stupid. All right. 10 seconds, right?
Yep, ready.
3, 2, 1, Bing.
Okay, Bing.com. What did Melbourne used to be called?
5 seconds.
I'm going with Batmania, final answer.
Batmania? Batmania is correct.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, did you find that in Bing or?
It didn't say it explicitly, but that was the only choice that I saw on the page.
Yeah. I want to tell you that the timer did not work at all, so thanks, Windows, for your crappy timer app. Yeah, Batmania is the real answer. Isn't that kind of insane?
I don't know why they changed it.
I don't either. I kind of assume... Do you think it was named after Batman?
I don't think so.
Or maybe because there's a lot of bats there?
Probably.
Batmania. Are you ready for your next one?
Yes.
All right. Sonic first appeared in the 1991 game Radmobile as a what? This is Sonic's first appearance in anything. Before he was in Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Okay.
Sonic first appeared in 1991 in the 1991 game Radmobile as a what? Is it A, an air freshener?
What?
B, a plushy toy? C, a pedestrian? Or D, a Pez dispenser?
I'm going to Monty Hall it.
All right.
I'm locking in pedestrian.
Pedestrian?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm eliminating plushy toy and Pez dispenser. So Sonic appeared in the 1991 game Radmobile as either an air freshener or a pedestrian.
Okay, I thought it might be this one. Here's the logic. It sounds like a racing game.
Yeah.
And in your car, you have an air freshener.
I like this logic.
I'm going to go with air freshener, final answer.
Air freshener is correct.
Yes, Sonic was an air
freshener. Sonic was an air freshener before he was Sonic. I guess that was Sega's way of like introducing the character subtly before he was in his first game.
I like the idea of Sonic as an air freshener.
Me too. I would have a Sonic.
Did he talk?
I don't think so.
He should.
It was like, where's my chili dog or whatever. Oh, yeah.
It's a chili dog scented air freshener.
Oh, nice. Yeah, totally. I don't think that was established in the canon. That.
No.
Maybe they had the whole idea cooked up for that, though. They're like, all right, we need to get all the backstory of Sonic out before we release the game. What's his favorite food? Chili dogs. Okay, got it. You know. So, yeah, he's an air freshener. And you're right, it was a racing game. Are you ready for your third and final?
Yes.
Okay. What is Donald Duck's name in the Italian comic strips? Nice. So the name he goes by in the Donald Duck comics in Italy.
Okay.
Is it A, Luciano Fettuccini? B, Paolino Paperino? C, Umberto Piazza? Or D, Procopio Fanucci.
I don't think it's Fettuccini. What were the other ones?
Luciano Fettuccini, Paolino Paperino, Umberto Piazza, or Procopio Fanucci?
I'm not going to use a lifeline on this. I want to.
You're just going to go. Yeah. You're going to go for it. What do those sound the most like? It could be Donald Duck.
Umberto or was it Popolicino?
Procopio.
Procopio Finucci? Or Umberto sounds.
Sounds Donald
Duck. The duckiest, yeah. The Donald Duckiest ones.
The duckiest of all of them.
Yeah.
You don't think Luciano Fettuccini or Paolino Pepperino?
I mean, it could be those, but I'm imagining, you know, Donald is grumpy. He's like Umberto, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a grumpy kind of name. Yeah. Umberto.
Okay. That's decent logic. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Umberto. What's his last name?
Piazza.
Umberto Pio. What's the last one again?
Procopio Finucci.
Okay, I think if it's not Umberto, it's that one. But I'm going to go with Umberto, final answer.
Umberto Piazza is incorrect.
Dang.
You have a second guess? I'm not going to give
it. What was the last one?
Procopio Finucci.
I'm going to go with that one, second guess.
No, that's wrong.
Dang too. It.
The correct answer is Paolino Pepperino.
Paolino Pepperino.
That's right.
That one kind of rhymes.
Yeah, like Donald Duck.
Yeah. I should have thought about that.
Are you disappointed in yourself now?
A little bit.
I just threw Luciano Fettuccini in there for fun, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, it's Disney. They could have been like, sure, Fettuccini, whatever.
Yeah. That's Italian.
Like, what's an Italian last name? I don't know. Fettuccini. Throw it in there.
Marinara. Cabernet.
I love the idea of naming Disney characters like in Italy, but like just adding like an Italian food to their name, like at the end. Like Mickey Mouse becomes Michelangelo Marinara or something like that. Michelangelo Marinara. Ricotta. Pepperoni. Salami.
Pluto can be Pluto pepperoni. I don't know.
Pluto pecorino. What's the type of cheese? Do you want to do one or two more questions before we sign off for the day? Do you have any more?
I have more.
Do you have good ones more or bad?
If you have a decent one, it'll be better than what I have left.
I have a question that's really... You just got done using the toilet. You stand up and $20 falls out of your pocket and into the toilet water.
Yeah.
What do you do? What's your next move?
You haven't flushed yet?
Nope. It's still in. Everything is still in there. Oh, I love how this question is so bad. Like, this is such an uncomfortable question.
Right, you got to think fast. I mean,
5 second rule, right?
No,
it hasn't integrated with the water.
The longer you wait, the worse it is. If you're gonna
right,
take
so
route.
I mean, it is kind of like 5 second rule. Like, right. The faster you act, the less gross it'll be. All
right. Well, first I would panic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you do just like the quick, you know, like if you, like you're grabbing a salmon kind of thing, you know,
you're
from, like, the river?
Salmon.
You know what I mean? Like on the movies, like when they're like grab fish from the river, they're like, yeah, you know, like in Mulan or whatever. You know, like that kind of quick.
I would attempt to use a tool first.
What tool? You're in the bathroom.
Like a pen.
Like a pen?
I don't know.
Okay. He's like fish out the,
like try
the
to
dollar
do,
bill.
Like chopsticks with a pen or something.
This is a disgusting question.
I don't know. It I would not make contact with the water or the contents. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. It's not worth it.
It's not happening. It's not so if you it. Couldn't get it with a pen after like a minute, you'd be like, too bad.
Yeah, screw it. It's
that
fine.
That was a $20 bath. That's it.
I would think of it as I just saved $20 by not touching toilet water. Like, I would pay $20 to not have to touch that.
Like, if that was part of your job or something. And they're like, you need to touch toilet water.
So like,
tomorrow.
Here, I'll give someone else $20 to do it.
To do that. Yeah. So I guess, okay, you can see it like that then.
Yeah.
That's very, very nice.
I would be optimistic about it.
That's good. That's a good way to.
I mean, I'd still feel bad, but
right. But you're like, well, at least I didn't touch toilet water today.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, give me one more yours, and then one.
What soothes you during or after a day's work? What do you do to wind down?
Sitting down? Is that a valid answer? I don't know. I just like not doing anything. That's what I do. Well, I don't know. Isn't that a terrible answer?
I think it's a good valid answer.
I don't know. I just like putting on like something stupid on. Like,
yeah, I do that a lot too.
What about you?
Yeah, I'll turn on something kind of like mindless on a screen, whether it be a video game or a TV show.
You need to have like a mindless TV show.
Star Trek. Yeah.
Like Next Generation or
something? Next Generation and Deep Space Nine. If I'm in the mood for like a story arc, I'll watch Deep Space Nine. If I'm in the mood for like a one-off, if I'm only going to watch one standalone episode, yeah. If I'm only watching one episode, I'm watching Next Generation.
You know, it'd be the perfect show for like a background show while you're like winding down after work. It would Air Bud,
Air Bud,
Dog in Order.
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't it be great? Like that'd be perfect. Like background, you just pay attention for a couple minutes and go back.
Yeah, to work. I mean that's another thing I do to wind down. I like to look at pictures of animals, like just on any random forum. Just go to the animal Air pictures Bud, thread. Yeah,
Dog in Order kind of like. It helps you both of these ways, right?
Yeah.
You're seeing an animal, and you're watching a show that's very mindless.
And it's like a lighthearted comedy, makes you laugh a little bit.
Joe Pesci's in it.
Pesci's in it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to have, like, a good judge that he's looking for.
Like, the judge like knows he's trouble, but they're still friends.
Yeah, like Tommy Lee Jones or something.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones could do it. Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Yeah, someone old and kind of crotchety, but, like, good-hearted, you know? Like, yeah, Tommy Lee Jones. He has, like, a love-hate relationship with Air Bud.
Yeah.
That darn dog. But you're so good at being a trial attorney, yeah. I don't even care. You know? I may not like your methods, but I respect you.
Yeah. The prosecutor, who's the prosecutor? He's the bad guy. I mean, he's not... So in criminal law, like the prosecutor is not the bad guy, but the movie frames the prosecutor as the bad guy.
He's the main
antagonizing.
Samuel Jackson is like the bad guy.
That would be really good. I don't think you can have Samuel L. Jackson in an Air Bud movie, though.
No, he wouldn't do that. He's above that. He wouldn't do that.
How about Forrest Whitaker?
As the bad guy?
He's
the prosecutor.
Yeah, he plays a pretty good bad guy.
I would love that.
I would love it. Yeah,
awesome. He would steal the movie though.
Yeah, that would.
He steals every movie.
I don't know if you would want. Yeah, I don't know if you would want to use Forrest Whitaker because
he would steal.
He would become the good guy. You'd root for him.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, this prosecutor's awesome. He's no nonsense. He's badass.
Yeah,
you know, he's sweet. Forrest Whitaker, best.
Have you seen The Last King of Scotland?
No, you keep telling.
You need to watch that movie immediately.
All right, that'll be my homework. Watch The Last King of Scotland and write up the screenplay for Air Bud Dog.
Sounds good.
We got a plan. End break. That's been episode 33 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Ace.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And what do we say when we end the show?
When your curry's too spicy,
you gotta be dicey.
Good night, everyone.
good night, everyone.